Exactly.
They so just, we've got to hit continue in order to stay in the meeting.
Yeah, yeah. You got to hit
All right, continue. I did. I'm happy to be here. Very good. All right. So thank you for that. Just again to remind you, our prayer meeting tonight will be at the chapel and on Zoom. All our meetings are going to continue on Zoom, but some of us are going to be able to get to meet together in the chapel. So we're going to be doing both for a while we get organized and reorganized. Very good.
Yeah, 提醒一下大家，就是说，今天晚上的祷告会，是可以同时以这个 Zoom 和去教堂的这两个形式存在。 因为现在呢，我们必须把它组织一下，然后我们希望很快大家都能回到教堂。所以现在愿意来教堂的，就愿意待在家里的，仍然可以用这个Zoom来参加。All
right, and just a reminder that we're going to carry on with the children's meeting this afternoon at 3:30, and we'll just keep going on all our meetings, but some of them more and more will be at the chapel so that we can get together. It was so nice on Sunday to be able to see some of you. And we just want to do that more. Let's pray. We'll get into our study for
today. 星期天呢，也是有一个去教堂的机会，但是非常高兴上个星期这个星期天在教堂里看到大家一些人，所以大家可以逐渐的回到教堂来。我们现在祷告。Let's
pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege of being involved in the work of God again this afternoon.
主啊，非常感恩我们有这样的荣幸，再一次来参与神的工作。And
Lord, we've been to the Bible many times. We've looked at it. We pray that again today you will speak to each of our hearts.
主啊，我们知道我们在多次的圣经学习中，您都是这样的。今天我们再次祷告，您呢为我们的心灵说话。
Lord, we confess that unless the Spirit of God is here, unless He teaches us, unless He encourages us, unless He rebukes us, unless He instructs us, we will have no benefit.
主要我们承认，如果说，除非是您的圣灵在这里，除非您的圣灵来教导我们，除非您的圣灵来指导我们，除非您的圣灵来责备我们，所以我们不会理解神的。
But Lord, you have promised that the Holy Spirit, in fact, will do that. And so we're just here humbly bowing, saying, Lord, you promised to bless us. We pray that you will bless me. Each one of us says, Lord, bless me today as we study this truth, we ask.
所以呢，主啊，我们祈求，就是说您应许呢，您的圣灵会那样去做，您的圣灵会赐福我们，让我们在座的每一个人都说，主啊，求您的圣灵呢赐福给我们每一个人，赐福给我，我们祈求。And
we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, welcome again to all of you this afternoon.
再次欢迎大家下午。
We are considering this afternoon some of the last verses in the book of 2 Thessalonians.
今天我们今天下午再次来学习《帖撒罗尼迦后书》的最后一段英文。
And the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians is interesting because it has one basic theme.
因为那个贴前和贴后呢，一个非常有趣的，他们的主题呢基本上是一样的。
Every book in the Bible has a basic theme, and then many, many other themes are revolving around it. But there seems to be one major focus in the book of Thessalonians.
在圣经里很多很多本书呢，他们都是有这样这样的主题，所以呢，这个在帖撒罗尼迦书里面，他们有一个很重要的一个主题。
And that focus is.What is coming next? What is God going to do about the problem?
因为这就是这个焦点就放在呢这个是神怎么会做，神会怎么做在你出现问题以后。
And the answer is simple. There are problems. They're going to get to be a bit worse.Then we get to go to heaven in the rapture, and then God will come and will judge all those that remain, setting in order all that is wrong.
这个问题呢很简单，很简单，就是我们一定会有问题，这些问题呢会变得更糟，然后在这之后呢，主耶稣基督呢就会把我们提到天上去和他相会，然后我们再会下来审判整个留在世界上的那些人。
Now, when I was a little boy, I used to have lots of problems.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我通常有很多的问题。
And frankly, I didn't like being alone.
再的说呢，我不喜欢单独在。
Sometimes when I was alone, I would say, Harold, don't worry, Daddy's coming soon.
有时候呢，我一个人在家的时候呢，我就会是跟我自己说，不要担心 ，Harold 的爸爸很快就会回来了。
And I would run to the door to see if he was coming.
我会跑到门上去，跑到门口去看他回来没有。
And sometimes I would stop and listen to hear if I heard the door close, the car door close, to say he was coming.
有时候呢，我们我就在家里，我就说去听。听看那个车库的门是不是关了或者开了，他就回来了。
And when he did come, I would tell him I was very happy he was there.
当他爸爸回来的时候，他就非常高兴，因为他在那里。
And that's basically the picture of First and Second Thessalonians. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah.
所以这就是基本上帖前和帖后讲的，主耶稣很快就会来了，哈利路亚。
Now the other story when I was a boy, and frankly, I've told you many stories about when I was a boy. The reason, of course, is because they teach us so much about ourselves. We're just really little children.
因此我要跟大家讲另外一个故事，也还是我是小男孩的时候。我为什么告诉大家这么多事的关于我们小，我还是个小男孩的故事呢？这就是提醒我们自己，我们还仍然还是个小孩。
But when I was a child, there were two times of the year that I liked very much.
当我还是个小孩的时候呢，在一年中有两次我是特别喜欢的。
One of them was Christmas, and one of them was my birthday.
一个呢就是圣诞节，另外一个就是他的生日。
I like Christmas because I got lots of gifts and I got lots of good food.
我喜欢圣诞节呢，是因为我收到很多的礼物，我也吃好多好吃的东西。
And I like birthdays for the same reason.
我喜欢生日呢，是同样的原因。
And I learned to really like birthday cake.
他呢，学会了真的去喜欢那个生日蛋糕。
The only problem was they never put enough icing on the birthday cake, but other than that, it was really good.
那个呢，问题呢，就是他们永远不会把很多的冰淇淋放在上面，其他的呢都是很好的。
Okay, now, it wasn't just that I like Christmas and birthdays, I got really excited. In the weeks before, the days before Christmas and birthdays.
不光是在圣诞节和他生日那天感到很兴奋，就是在圣诞节和他生日的前一天呢，他就已经非常兴奋了。
And I would say, Harold, in just a few more days, you're going to get some gifts under the tree, and you might even get that gift you really, really want to get.
我就跟我自己说， Harold， 过不了几天你就会得到一个礼物在那个树上挂着的，有在树上的有些礼物可能是你真的真的很想得到的。
And you're going to get some cake. You may even get some ice cream to go with it, Harold. It's going to be a happy time.
你说Harold，你可能得到一个蛋糕，蛋糕上呢，他们也可能给你很多的冰激凌吃，这个是非常非常幸福的时刻。
Now that's exactly the way we should be regarding the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是跟我们，在我们的主耶稣基督再来的时候，确实要发生的事情。
And so here we are now. I want you to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and we'll read verse by verse together.
因为我们要来到帖撒罗尼迦后书的第 三章，我们一节一节的来学习。
And it reads, Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may be spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道快快行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样。
So the question is, why do we tell people about the Lord Jesus? Answer, because we want them to get the blessings that we got.
这就是我们为什么去跟别人传讲主耶稣的原因，因为我们想要他们也得到我们得到的那样的福气。
There's really nothing in the Christian life, that is exclusive to ourselves. Our great blessing is for us and for everyone else if they'll take it.
因为在我们基督徒的人生中呢，并没有什么事是不包括我们在内的。我们需要其他的人也要得到我们这样的福气，如果他们想要的话。
So we tell other people the good news of the gospel. We don't do it because we get points for everyone who comes to the church.
因为我们也要使其他的人得到这样的福音。我们不是因为我们把人带到教堂呢，我们就可以得到一些积分。
We don't do it because we get rich, because of the fact that we serve the Lord for a few hours every now and then.
因为我们这样做呢，并不是因为我们去服侍主几个小时，我们就会变得富有。We
do it in order that others may get and enjoy the blessing that we got, and that thrill our heart today.
因为我们传讲福音呢，就是说其他的人也可以得到我们今天从我们内心得到的福气，他们也能得到。And
consequently, we follow the Lord's instructions here, and we have prayer meetings for others who are doing the work of God.
因为我们在这里遵照主的指令。 我们也有一个祷告会，和为其他的人做神的工的人祷告。And
in particular, we often have what we call missionary prayer meetings.
特别的呢，我们通常有一个为宣教士所做的祷告会。You
will note on Tuesday nights when we meet for prayer that very often we pray for the missionaries that we know who've gone around the world with the gospel.
因为你知道，通常在星期二的晚上，我们聚在一起祷告的时候，我们为那些在世界各地去宣教的、传福音的那些人祷告。Why
do we do that? Because this verse says, pray for me. Paul says, Pray for us as we take the message to the other people.
因为在这里我们为什么能做呢？因为在这里说，使徒保罗说为我们祷告，当我们去传福音的时候。
And God in a wonderful way has answered those prayers down through the many centuries.
这几个世纪以来，神应允了那样的祷告，用一种非常神奇的方式。
And so you ask Trevor Kamstra, you say, now Trevor, why did you go to Mexico?
你去问一下那个Trevor, 你说Trevor, 你为什么要去墨西哥?
And he will say, well, I went to prayer meeting one Tuesday night, and Jeffrey Lloyd came to the prayer meeting, and he had just been visiting Mexico. And he told us about the need for preaching the gospel in Mexico, and we prayed for Mexico, and I said, Lord, maybe I should go to Mexico. And he did.
所以他说呢，有一天呢，他来参加祷告会，在祷告会上呢，碰到了叫Louis威尔的一个人，那个人呢，跟他讲了他在怎么样在墨西哥传道，然后他就讲了有多大的需求，在墨西哥需要人去传道，然后Trevor就说，主啊，我愿意去。So
we keep praying for people who preach the truth of God in Vancouver and for those who preach the truth of God elsewhere too.
因为我们一直为那些在温哥华讲神的道的人祷告，也会给为世界各地讲神的道的人祷告。
And then he says, and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not everyone has faith.
第二节说，也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手。
Okay, we need to pray not only that the Lord will bless these missionaries as they tell the truth of God to others, but we've got to pray that the Lord will protect them so that they can tell the truth to others.
因为我们不仅为那些去传讲神的人的，为他们传讲神的道祷告，我们也要求神来保护他们，这样他们就可以把神的道传出去。You
see, the devil doesn't want the message to go out.
所以魔鬼呢，他并不想让这样的信息被传出去。And
so the story, you know the story in Acts regarding Paul in Philippi.
你们大家都记得这样一个故事，在使徒行传里，使徒保罗在腓立比。
When Paul went to Philippi, one of the first people he met was Lydia. She became a wonderful Christian. Many others started to become Christians.
到腓立比的时候，他碰到第一个人就是莉莉亚。莉莉亚呢，成为一个基督徒。其实，通过他们，很多人也成为了基督徒。
And so the devil sent along the girl who had an evil spirit, and she was a fortune teller, and she followed Paul and Silas wherever they went, and she distressed and disrupted the meetings.
然后呢，他就一直跟随着使徒保罗他们，不管他们在哪里开会，他都去扰乱那个会议。And
so Paul cast the evil spirit out of her, and her owners, her business leaders, they lost their money, but they were wicked and evil men, and so they waged war against Paul, threw him in prison.
那实际上呢，使徒保罗把那个女孩身上的鬼给赶出来了，然后那个使女孩，她那个他们做那个生意的那些领导人，他们非常的有能力，然后呢，他们失去了他们生意，他们也失去了很多钱，所以他们就开始去迫害保罗，甚至把保罗投到了监狱里去。
Paul and Silas basically said, "This is warfare."
所以保罗和希拉说呢，这就是战争。
And So in the middle of the night, they were not only praying, but they were singing and praising the Lord, and the war was going on. The devil said, "Don't you talk anymore." And Paul said, "We're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to sing about Jesus." And they were fighting. Paul says, "You pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men."
所以实际上保罗他们在半夜里，他们不但在祷告，他们而且在唱歌，唱赞美诗，赞美神。然后呢，那个魔鬼说呢，你们不要，你不要再说话了。保罗他们说呢，我们一定要去赞美我们的神。所以这个战争就开始了。So
what happened? Well, number one, God sent an earthquake. Number two, the prisoners were loosed. Number three, the jailer got saved. Number four, Paul got to leave town with health and with the blessing of God. God overruled in all of those problems.
第实际上发生了什么呢？是第一件事神让那里发生的地震。第二件事呢，那些囚徒们都跑了。第三件事呢，那个狱卒呢得救了。第四件事呢，保罗呢带着神的赐福离开了。And
so we keep on praying today that God will bless his missionaries.
因为我们今天祷告，祷告神呢会保护他的宣教士们。
Now, I'm not sure whether Blanquita Haggerty told you this story or not. But there was a day when, in the early days of the missionary work in Bolivia, when Frank Haggerty was crossing a river and there was lots of water flowing in the river.
那个Frank Haggerty在玻利维亚传道的时候呢，他们要过一条河，这个河里的洪水呢，那个水很多。He
was riding a horse across the river, and the horse was paddling his way across.
因为他其实上在骑这个马过那条河，那个马呢就从那个河水上就这么就走过去了。But
the horse wasn't doing very well. And he was beginning to lose energy and he was beginning to lose position. And instead of crossing the river, he was going slowly even downstream.
实际上那个马呢，当时它的状态不太好，它失去了能量，它本来就是应该把它驮过河的，但是呢，实际上呢，它已经开始歪倒了，这样呢，那个。
And there was a waterfall just below them. And if the horse didn't get stronger and go faster, the horse and Frank were going to go over the waterfall and they would have both been killed as they fell into the precipice.
所以那个马呢，不如果它不很快的，就是振作起来，不很快的把他们两个带到那个对岸去，那么他们两个人呢，都会冲到那个瀑布下面去，那马和他都会死。And
so Frank was praying and praying and praying that somehow he'd get across the river.
因为那个Frank呢，就开始祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，有什么方式他可以过那条河。
And a few weeks later, after he did cross, everything was fine. But a few weeks later, he got a letter from Scotland. And the letter simply said, "We had an assembly prayer meeting last night, and an amazing thing happened."
而我们昨天晚上有一个祷告会，我们祷告的时候呢，有一个很神奇的事情发生了。Every
man who prayed audibly in the prayer meeting last night was praying for you, Frank.
在那个参加祷告会的人呢都站起来大声的为你祷告 Frank.
And he said, we often pray, for you, but not always does everybody pray intently and expressly for you.
因为他说我们通常呢也是为你祷告的但是并不是每一个人都一起专门的为你祷告。
So Frank put the stories together, and he realized that the hour of the prayer meeting was exactly the same time that he was in the river.
Frank 把这个故事呢，他就组织了一下，当时在苏格兰祷告的那些人的祷告的时间呢，恰恰就是他当时在河水里面的那个时间。
They didn't know that he was in a life or death situation, in a river on horseback. They just all prayed for him. And God heard their prayer.
Frank
was delivered.
他们当时并不知道呢那个 Frank 正在那个生死的关头。实际上呢当时那个那些祷告的人他们不知道但神听到了他们祷告然后救了那个 Frank.
Keep praying for yourself and keep praying for your loved ones and keep praying for the missionaries.
因为你自己祷告为你所爱的人祷告也为那些宣教士祷告。
Why do we have a prayer meeting every Tuesday night?
我们为什么每个星期二下午晚上都有一个祷告会呢？
Because we know that the work of God demands prayer. God says, pray and I'll bless. And we say, Lord, if we can't bless, we can pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray that the Lord will bless.
因为呢神呢说呢我们要为神的做神的工的人祷告。神说你祷告我就会赐福给你们。你祷告我就会赐福你们。我们今天晚上就是要一起在祷告，为这样去做祷告。
Now he says, we're going to pray, you're going to pray, because not everyone has faith. That's how verse 2 ends.
这就是说呢你要是你也祷告我也祷告这不因为不是都有信心的这就是第二节后面所讲的。
So we're praying that the Lord will bless and he will bring many others to faith in Christ. Not everyone has faith, but we can pray that more and more will receive the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们也要祷告，祷告为那些人祷告呢，祷告就是说，神赐福给他们，然后就是说，也不是说，并不是每一个人都有信心，所以我们要祷告，让更多的人有信心来到主耶稣面前接受主耶稣基督。
And now he says, remember that the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
所以呢，这就是呢，神是信实的，所以你要，他会，保护你们脱离那恶者。
Why do we pray for others?
我们为什么要为其他人祷告呢?
And the answer in part is because the Lord will help them just as he helps us, and he will help us.
就像呢,我们祷告呢,就是说神会去保护他们,就像他保护我们一样,我们坚信神会保护我们。
The Lord is faithful to protect you. He's faithful to protect me. And therefore we pray that he will protect everybody else too. We pray for those we love. We pray especially for those who are telling other people about the gospel. They need the protection of the Lord because the devil is going to fight everyone. Who opens his mouth for Jesus.
因为我们相信神是信实他会保护你也会保我。这样的话他会保护其他的任何人。所以呢我们也要求神保护那些当他们开口传神的道的时候那个魔鬼会袭击他们。所以我们要求神去保护他们。
And then in verse 4, Paul goes on and he says, we have confidence in the Lord that you who are doing and will continue to do the things that we command. He's saying, I'm writing this to you, and I know that the Lord will bless you because I know you will do what you're commanded to do.
第四节说呢，我们靠主生信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必遵行。他这个意思就是说呢，我给你们写信呢，是因为我知道你们必须，你们一定会照着主的话去做，所以呢，主会保护你们。
Now many, many years ago, I read this verse, and I actually passed it on to a man. And I said, you know, verse 3 says, the Lord is faithful, who will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. I said, that's what my prayer is for you. I believe the Lord will do that for you. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
因为很多很多年间之前呢，我实际上把这第三节呢送给了那个一个人，他说呢，是主是现实的，要坚固你们，保护你们，所以保护你脱离那恶者，所以我一直为你祷告，祷告呢就是说神一定会保护你脱离恶者。
The sad reality is it didn't happen.
这个事实有点悲剧，这并没有发生。
And for many years, I said in my heart, what was wrong, Lord? Why wasn't that man strengthened and protected from the evil one? What went wrong?
我跟主说，主啊，有什么不对呢？为什么没有加强那个人呢？那个人并没有脱离恶者。
The answer is verse 4.
Paul
says, we have confidence in you that the Lord, that you are doing what, I better read it properly. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things that we command.
实际上的答案就在第四节里，我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我所吩咐的。
But this man didn't.
但这个人并没有去按照。
He said, I don't need to do everything the Lord wants me to do. I don't need to obey him now. I can do what I want to do. And instead of obeying the Lord, he simply refused to obey the Lord. And he wasn't kept from evil. The evil one got to him.
实际上这个人呢，他当时呢，他并没有遵照主的话去做。他认为呢，他自己想干什么就干什么，他就是本来他应该去顺服主的，所以他却被变成不顺服，所以呢，由于他的不顺服呢，神没保护他，最后恶者呢就得到了他。
Now the Lord says in Ephesians chapter 6, He says, I want you to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
因为呢，在以弗所书第六章里讲的是我要把要你们把公义的护胸镜带上。
So, if you do righteous things, if you wear a breastplate of righteousness, your heart, your inners will be protected against the arrows of the evil one. That's the teaching of Ephesians 6.
所以你做公义的事，如果你把那个公义的护胸镜带上，这就保护你的心不受那个恶者的火箭的袭击，这就是以弗所书教导我们的。
So if you decided not to put on the breastplate of righteousness, but you said, I'll do a lot of things, but there's one area in my life where I won't obey the Lord, and if you were the devil, what would you do?
所以呢，如果你决定呢不带那个公义的护胸镜，你有在你的身上有一块你不顺服神，如果你是那个魔鬼，你会怎么做
？Well, you'd line your bow and arrow up, and you would aim. You wouldn't aim at the part where the breastplate is. You'd aim at the hole in the breastplate, so your arrow could go right in.
然后你就会拿着你的弓，搭上那个箭。然后就瞄准你那个人身上那个护胸镜上的那个洞，然后你射出去以后，那个箭就穿过那个洞，就可以直接射死。
Okay, so the message of Thessalonians is, it's wonderful. You follow the Lord. There'll be some difficulties. You get to go to heaven in the rapture, and the Lord will take care of everything else.
因为这里讲，帖撒罗尼迦书教导的很简单， 就是说你在你的人生中很多，肯定有很多麻烦， 但是呢，你忍受住了，在这以后呢， 主就会把你带到天堂去。 一切的事情呢，主会来照看。
And furthermore, in the midst of all that, the Lord will protect you and keep you from evil.
你呢，在这更进一步的说，在那种情况下呢，主会保护你脱离那个恶者。
But you've got to be obedient in order to be protected. Because the evil one is out to get, and he will get any who say, I don't need the Lord in this area. I can go my own way here. Devil says, gotcha.
你要想得到主的保护，你就会必须顺服那些魔鬼，他通常就说，哎，这个人他不顺服神，然后呢，我就可以很容易的就得到他。
And now verse 5, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance.
第五节说，愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
So, what are we praying? We're praying, Lord, will you please keep my heart close to you, and will you keep me following, persevering, carrying on, following the Lord Jesus.
因为这我们是为什么怎么样去祷告呢？我们祷告说，主啊，求您让我的心靠近你，靠近你，这样呢，我们会就坚持不懈，坚持不懈该靠近我们的主角。
All of that is, of course, delightfully reasonable.
因为这个呢是非常有道理的。
All right, now comes verse 6. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us.
第六节说，弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守我们所受的教训，就当远离他。
So the question would be, what do you do while you're waiting for the rapture?
问题是呢，你在等待那个教会被提的时候，你会做什么呢？
The rapture is very, very nice and wonderful. What do we do?
因为那个教会被提呢，是一个非常奇妙的，那么我们应该做什么呢？
And it's possible to say, well, you know, if the rapture is coming soon, I think what I'd better do is just rest up so that I'll maybe just have a sleep because, you know, the Lord's coming soon anyway. Not much I can do. I'll just rest and relax and wait for him to come.
我就是休息，我睡觉，我就等着，反正主要来，我就等着主来取我。
But of course, that's not the Lord's way. The Lord says, blessed is he who, when his master comes, finds himself working, doing his master's will.
这个当然就不是主的教导方式，主的方式就是说呢，当他的主人来的时候， 那些一直在工作的人是应该被赐福的。
So there were going to be three kinds of people in the assembly in Thessalonica.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦呢，有三种不同的人在那个教会里。
The first kind of people would be those who are following the Lord and doing what the Lord said and Paul taught them.
实际上第一类呢，就是那些 主说什么，他们就做什么，是保罗教导。
But there would be some who were idle, lazy, and just not doing anything.
所以有些人呢，他们就是麻木，懒惰，什么事儿也不做。
And the third kind are the disobedient. They're just basically saying, I'll do what I want to do. I won't do it God's way. I'll do it my way. They're disobedient.
那些人呢,他就说呢,我想做什么就做什么,我不按神的方式去做,我要按我的方式去做,这些人是悖逆。Now,
what do you do with those latter two? What do you do with the idol? What do you do with the disobedient?
你后两类人怎么去做呢?一类人是麻木懒惰的,另一类是悖逆。You
keep away from them.
你远离他们。What? 什么?
Is it really that serious?
这个有这么严重吗?
The answer is yes.
答案是是。What
would you have done if you were one of the 12 apostles, 12 disciples? Let me rephrase that. What would you have done if you were one of the 11 disciples? And Judas had not committed suicide, but tried to come back to the fellowship. What would you have done?
那你会怎么做?你如果是那十二个门徒,就是那十一个门徒,如果那个犹大,他没有吃自杀,他回来,他想和大家在一起,你怎么做?
And you'd have had to say, Judas, you got it all wrong. You can't be one of us. You're not one of us. Judas, you can't meet with us. We're going to keep away from you.
你不是犹大,犹大你做的太,全全都做错了,我们不能接受你,我们要远离你。
Isn't the church supposed to be full of love?
教会应该是充满了爱吗?
Yes, but periodically love demands discipline.
所以呢,当然呢,爱呢,就是需要去管教。
So these people say, I'm a Christian, I love the Lord, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit back and relax. I'll go to services and I'll learn a little bit and I'll smile at people, but don't count on me for anything.
其实就是我爱主,我是个基督徒,但是我什么事都不想做,我就是要放松,我可以对别人微笑,我可以到处转转,但是我就不想做事。
God says you better not spend any time with that person.
就是说你不要花时间和那样的人在一起。
And here's another person. He says, I know I shouldn't do this. I know I shouldn't do that, but I'm going to go and do it anyway, and the Christians will still love me.
还有一类人呢,就是说这个事是我应该做的,这个我应该去这么做,但是我不会去做,我不会去做,这些基督徒仍然会爱我。
And they might love you, but you can't spend any time with you. Keep away from them.
他们可能会爱你,但是他们不会花时间和你在一起,你们要远离这样的人。
There was a dear man, and I tried to love him, and I tried to help him.
有一个人呢,我试着去爱他,我试着去帮助他。
And he would phone me quite often.
他会经常给他打电话。
But in the conversation, he usually found time to say bad things about the people of God.
所以在他们的交谈中呢,他通常去说一些属神的人的坏话。
And periodically when he said that, I said to him, now listen, you can't say that, that's not right. You're not to talk like that. The Bible says, against an elder, receive not an accusation. You must not say that.
所以呢,我就跟他说呢,我说你不能这么说,你不能说别人坏话,圣经里说的呢,你不要去说诅咒你的长老和其他的基督徒。He
wouldn't listen.
他不听。
So I said to him one day, I said, now listen, I've warned you, I've spoken to you about this. I said, if you keep talking like that, I am going to hang up. I am not going to listen to what you're saying. I'm instructed to keep away from you.
但是呢,就跟那个人说呢,我警告你,如果你一直这么说,一直这么说的话呢,我就会把电话挂了,因为我是神,知道我说要远离像你这样的人。
So he phoned me later and said some bad things and I hung up.
所以后来呢,他又跟他打电话,又说一些坏话,他这个电话挂了。
And a few weeks later he phoned again and said some bad things, so I hung up.
几个星期以后,他又打电话,他又说什么坏话,我又把电话挂了。
And pretty soon he stopped phoning me.
也很快他就没有再给他打电话。
These are very, very strong words. Keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching.
因为这是一个非常清楚的指令,凡有弟兄不按规矩而行,这是我们所说的条件,当远离他。
What's the most important teaching from that verse?
这一节经文里最重要的教义是什么?
Make sure that you're not idle. And make sure that you don't turn away from the teaching. And if you do, maybe your friends will have to hang up or your friends will have to say, listen, I can't have anything to do with you. What a terrible thing. Don't ever get there.
你这里讲到的就是说呢,你不要不按规矩而行,也不要不说所行的条例,你这么做会有什么后果呢?你的那些弟兄们就说呢,我现在我不能和你花太多时间,我要远离你,这个。
If there are people like that, you may have to say, I'm sorry, I've got to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says you're not supposed to act like that.
如果有一个人呢,是那样的,你会跟他说对不起。
Now again, it's logical from a human point of view to say, because the rapture is coming soon, we may as well recognize big problem. Let's get out of here.
也有一种说法,就是说呢,教会被提很快就要来了,但是我们现在也有麻烦,我们现在远离这里。
Periodically you will hear of, you will read of a cult, a group of people who call themselves Christians, who get together but do very, very bad and foolish things.
通常呢,你会听到这样一些消息,就是说呢,有一些基督,他们自称为基督徒的人,他们聚在一起做一些非常非常坏的事。Very
often, their theology goes like this. The Lord is coming soon, the world is terrible, so we'll just get together ourselves, we'll pull away, we'll be together ourselves, and we will be idle as far as we're serving in the Lord and in the church is concerned.
所以我们最好聚在一起,聚在一起坐在那里呢,就啥事也不干,我们就等着。
That would be very, very sad.
这个是非常非常悲哀的。
Now, verse number 7. It says, for you yourselves know how we ought to follow, how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle. When we were with you.
第七节说,你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们,因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。
Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ was a very hard worker, and he just kept on going. Even in the last day of his life, he took up his cross to follow God.
主耶稣基督呢,要大家记得主耶稣基督工作是非常努力的,非常努力的工作,就算在他最后的那个日子里,他也是背起他的十字架跟随着神。
And Paul was that way as well. Paul, well, verse 8 says, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you.
第八节说呢,也未尝白吃人的饭,倒是辛苦劳碌,都为工作,免得叫你们一人受累。
Jesus was a worker. Paul was a worker. God's people are workers.
主耶稣他是工作的人, 使徒保罗呢, 也是工作的人, 神的人呢, 全是工作的人。
And it's exciting, it's thrilling, but it's also true. The work of God demands you get up early in the morning and sometimes you go to sleep late at night.
这个是非常令人惊奇的,但是呢,它是真的。 所以你作为做神的工的人呢,起得很早,也睡得很晚。
All right. Paul did that as an example. And verse 9 says, we did this, working hard, so as we, even though we were missionaries among you, we ate our own food. We paid for everything. We did this, not because we do not have the right to be helped, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow.
所以使徒保罗他就是这样工作的人,在第九节里,他也是讲到呢,这并不是因为我们没有权柄,而是要给你们做榜样,叫你们效法我们。
Well, that's very, very difficult, isn't it, for us to be a model for everyone to follow.
这是非常非常难的,我们每个人作为一个榜样,让人家去效法。
And frankly, it's not easy to be a model. It's easier to fit into the woodwork. But when someone brings you out and says, listen, this is what a Christian ought to be. Why, that's wonderful, but it's hard.
因为作为一个榜样呢,其实是很难的,因为很容易的,你坐在那里有一个人进来说,啊,这就是基督徒应该做的,你就照着去做就行了,这样做,这样是比较容易,但你要作为榜样是比较难的。
But that's what it should be all the time, isn't it? You and I should live as models for those who are watching so that they can do what is right simply by doing what we do.
这就是我们每个人都应该成为的,成为一个榜样,那些看见我们的人,那些看我们的人,他就说呢,哎,这个人这么做,我也可以效法这么去做。
All right, and now verse 10. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. If a man will not work, he shall not eat.
第十节是这样说的,我们在你们那里时候,曾经问你们说,若有人不肯做工,就不可以吃饭。
So if you were the mayor of Vancouver, and you saw all these people living on the street, the homeless and so on, what would your response be?
如果你是温哥华的市长,你看见街上那些无家可归的那些人,那你应该怎么去做?
Well, you'd follow this verse and you would say, all right, I'm going to give you a job, and at the end of the day, I'll give you some dinner.
因为你这时候,我会遵照这节经文,我给你一些工作,在一天结束以后呢,我会给你晚餐。
Someone might come up to you at dinner time and say, I want some dinner.
有些人会在晚餐的时候来说,我要吃晚餐。
And you would say, did you work today?
你就会说,你今天工作了吗?
The man would say, no, I was busy today.
那个人说,没有,我今天很忙。
And you would say, okay, you don't need to eat tonight. You come back tomorrow. And you work tomorrow, and I'll give you something to eat tomorrow night.
你就说呢,你今天晚上你就不用吃饭了,你明天晚上过来,如果你明天做了工,我明天晚上就给你晚饭吃。
And the man will say, I'm hungry.
那人说,我饿了。And
you will say, you're going to be hungrier in the morning because you're not going to get any food to eat tonight.
那人说,你明天早上仍然会饥饿,因为今天晚上我不会给你任何吃的。Our
society has fallen apart at the seams. And it has fallen apart because we have refused to follow the law of God. If a man won't work, he must not eat.
因为我们的社会呢,都堕落了,因为我们不遵守神的规则,神的规则就是说不工作,就没有饭吃。
All right, now if he's sick and he's in hospital, that's a different story.
如果人病了,在医院里,那就是不一样的。
But if he's able to go out and join the riot at night, if he's able to take his drugs and his liquor, if he's able to enjoy his sin, and he doesn't get 5 cents till he goes to work. And when he works, he'll get some food. Won't get any drugs, but he'll get some food. And the boss won't necessarily give him money. He'll give him food. Our society says, go ahead, Roy.
Yeah. 也有能力去喝酒，有能力去吸毒品，他可以做这些。那么呢，他就应该去工作。他应该去工作呢，不一定老板不一定会付他钱工作，老板会给他吃的。
The Bible says all men are equal, all women are equal in this sense. We are equal in responsibility.
圣经说呢，所有的
God has given to each of us the responsibility to do what we can in order that we can eat and enjoy.
神呢，给我们每一个人的职责呢，就是我们去做我们能够做的，这样我们就可以享受我们的晚餐。
Our society says no. We believe that all of us should be equal in privilege.
因为我们的社区呢是这样说的，所有的人呢都应该是平等的，在特权方面是平等的。
Not equal in what we do, but equal in what we get.
所以并不是说我们平等在我们做什么，而是在我们获得什么方面我们要平等。
God says that's not the way the world works.
神说这不是世界形式的方式。
The world says we can solve the problem. We can take from the rich and we can give to the poor.
世界上我们可以解决这个问题，我们可以从富人那里拿钱来给穷人。
God says that's not the way it works. This is the way it works. You Thessalonians, you must go to work.
神说这不是这样的方式行不通，你们帖撒罗尼迦人，你们去工作。
Now, you work in one area or another, and certain missionaries work for the Lord, and we do give it to them, and we're happy to do that, but they are required to work.
这些人呢，你在这方面工作，或者在那方面工作，那些宣教士，他们就是在工作，我们会给他们钱，支持他们，但是呢，他们要工作。
Now, there are children that are raised in some families. And the parents keep giving to them and giving to them and giving to them, but they don't work.
你在有些家庭的那些孩子们呢，父母呢，就一直给他，但是他们孩子们去工作。
And they are trained to play, but they're not trained to work.
他去训练他们玩，而不是训练他们去工作。
And that is the recipe for a catastrophe in society.
所以这就是我们在我们这个社区里整个的 一个那种配方。
So these are some of the very stern realities. Thessalonians, we rejoice in God's plan. There are problems, yes. The rapture is coming. Hallelujah. God will set everything else right after that. Praise the Lord. What do? We work now.
这所有的一切的问题都会过去，神会来把我们提上天去，然后所有的问题都会纠正。哈利路亚！但是我们现在应该做什么呢？我们现在应该工作。We
hear verse 11. We hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy. They are simply busybodies.
就是意思说，因为我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工作都不做，反倒专管闲事。What's
the word busybody mean?
管闲事是什么意思？
Well, it means it's a person who's not really busy in their own work, but they've got their nose into everybody else's life.
这样的人呢，并不是说这个他并不是在他的自己的事情上忙，他的眼睛呢，专门只看着别人。
It's not that they're talking a whole lot, but it is that they are, sorry, not that they're working a whole lot, they're talking. And they just talk and talk and talk, and they keep on complaining, and instead of fighting, they're complaining.
他们这个人呢，这一类人，他并不是说一直就是工作，他们只是说，他们只是管闲事，看别人的事儿。
If you've been with us on Sunday nights, we've been talking and will more this week on the subject of the lot for Judah and the lot for Ephraim.
所以如果你今天晚上呢，没有查经的话呢，这里有谈到一个关于那个犹大他的那块地，那个以法莲的那块地。Judah
got a great lot or a great provision of land in the promised land, and they got it in part because they were fighters.
犹大呢，在应许之地得到了很大的一块地。
Ephraim had a greater, had a, an equally great or even greater background, a heritage from which they came.
因为以法莲呢，他们甚至他们有很多的他们的背景，他们应该得到的那样的。
But in the promised land, they didn't get the blessings that Judah got. They didn't get the land that Judah got.
所以在应许之地呢，以法莲人并没得到犹大得到的那么多土地。And
the reason is because when Judah was fighting, they were complaining.
这原因是呢，当那个犹大人在打仗的时候，他们在那里抱怨。And
instead of getting out and getting their work done, they simply complained. They both believed in the same God. They both had the same scriptures. They had much in common. But one said, I will keep working. And the other said, I want more. Give me more.
他们本来应该是积极的工作的，但是他们却在那里抱怨。他们有同样的神，但是其中呢，一个呢，就是一直保持工作，另外一个呢，就一直保持抱怨。
So when you get up in the morning, there's really only two things you can do.
你早上起来，你有两件事可以做。
One is you can go to work.
第一件你去工作。
Or the other is you can sit around and talk and complain. You can either be busy or you can be a busybody.
另外一件事呢，你就是坐下来，坐下来闲聊，闲聊，然后就一直抱怨抱怨。你可能呢，你也许你可以去工作，也许你可以成为一个管闲事的。
And so Paul acknowledges that there are people like that in the church at Thessalonica. And so in verse 12, he addresses them and he says, such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. Don't just sit there. Get to work.
所以在第十二节，他是这样指导他们的：我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐、劝诫这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭，去工作。And
so I've told you many times the story, and I tell it again for emphasis. When I was a boy, I was having a conversation with my mother.
因为我把这个故事讲了很多遍，但是今天我仍然讲一遍，就是强调，当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我跟我母亲有这样一个交谈。
And she said to me, Harold, do you love me?
他说, Harold, 你爱我吗?
He said, what are you going to say to your mother when she asks you that?
如果你妈妈问这样的问题，你会怎么说?
You've got to say, yes, mother, I love you.
你必须说，是的，妈妈，我爱你。
That is, if you want a good dessert at supper.
这就是为什么你如果想吃一个
So I said to her, yes, mother, I love you.
因为我跟我妈妈说，妈妈，我爱你。
And what did she say to me? She said, then go and do what I told you to do.
她问我说什么，那就是做我要你做的事儿。
Go and get the work done.
去把工作做完。
Okay. So I don't know what I said, but I know what I did.
I
turned around and did what she told me to do. Now, frankly, there's a fair amount of common sense in that.
通常呢,这个是很有道理。
No more common sense there than there is in this verse right here.
因为这个在这一节经文里就是这样的,很有道理的意思。
And then he says to all of them, verse 13, as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right.
第十三节说,弟兄们,你们行善不可丧志。
Okay, so has this been pretty blunt teaching?
这个是一个很大胆的教导吗?
I think if you taught this from the platform every week for 3 months, probably you'd end up with a far smaller congregation when you are finished.
大众面前一直讲这样的,这样去说,这样去说,说了几个月以后呢,那些来听你讲的人就会很少。
Is it pretty clear?
这个很清楚吗?
So Sonny goes like this. Raise your hand if you don't understand. Okay, nobody's raising their hand. This is pretty simple stuff.
没有人举手,
What's verse 14 say?
第十四节说什么?
If anyone does not obey our instructions in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him. In order that he may feel ashamed.
第十四节说,若有人不听从我们这献上的话,要记下他,不和他交往,叫他自觉羞愧。
You know, there are some people who consider that the truth of God is optional.
你知道有些人认为,神的真理是个显象。
I can obey it if I want to, and if I don't want to, I can go my own way. They say, I'm okay, I'm okay.
如果我想顺服,我就顺服,如果不想顺服,我就会做我自己的事,没事,没事。
God says no.
神说不是的。
There was a man who used to come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
每个人通常来到16节教会。
And then he stopped coming.
然后他就没再来了。
He went along to another church.
然后他去了其他的教会。
And there was a particular problem in the church, a big problem. One of the men in the church actually left his wife and married another man, a woman in the same church. And I said to him, now tell me, what did that church do as a result of that terrible sin of adultery? And he said nothing.
他说什么事也没做。
He didn't do anything.
他们什么也没做。
It wasn't just a problem that those two people had sinned a very grievous sin, but the problem was that the congregation didn't do anything about it.
这个问题不仅仅是那两个人在一起犯了一个极大的罪。这个问题呢，是整个的教会的其他的人呢，无所作为。
Now the problem wasn't just that the oversight didn't take action, and they didn't.
那问题不仅仅是那个监督层的人，他们本来应该做的事儿，他们没做。
But the problem as you have it here is that the congregation didn't do anything about it either.
另外一个呢，就是说呢，会众也没有做任何事情，这也是个极大的问题。
If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him. In order that he may feel ashamed. Now, frankly, that's a big problem in the churches of Jesus Christ today. It's a big problem in marriage relationships. It's a big problem in families. It's a big problem in church congregations. It's a big problem between church congregations. We live in the age of let anything go. Anything is fine. God loves us. All is well. Don't.
实际上这个问题呢，不仅仅是婚姻的问题，不仅仅是家庭的问题，不仅仅是教会会众之间的问题，不仅仅是教会和其他教会之间的问题。我们今天生活在这样一个世界，就是说，这些问题没事儿，就让它过去就行了。God
says sin is still sin.
所以说罪就是罪。And
it has got to be dealt with.
你必须去对付它。
God says the lazy are still lazy.
所以说懒惰仍然是懒惰。And
they've got to work.
他们必须去工作。Go
way back to the story of the Garden of Adam and Eve. What do you know about the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve?
所以我们回到伊甸园里，亚当夏娃在伊甸园里做了什么？
God says, Adam, here's your job. You look after this garden.
神说亚当，这是你的工作，你来看管这个园子。
And Adam said, no, I'm not going to obey you. I'm going to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that you told me not to eat of. I'll be all right. I'm not going to break every law, Lord. I'm just going to take that fruit. I'll just eat that. Everything else will be fine.
亚当说我不工作，我要去。 把那个上了树上的果子吃了，你告诉我不要吃，我就是要吃，我就吃了，吃完了什么事儿你没有。你神说这个问题不是这样的。
I told you to work. I told you to obey me. You wouldn't obey me. So this is the curse among other things, Adam. You're going to have to work harder.
神说呢，我告诉你工作。 你告诉你顺服，你都不做。那如果你不照这样做呢？这是对你的诅咒，你更辛苦。
The land won't yield her fruit to you anymore like you used to, Adam. I said, go to work, it'll be easy. You said, no. I said, all right, from now on, your work's going to be harder.
所以神说呢，那个地上长的东西不再像那么顺利的长出来。神说，我去工作，你让你去工作，你不去，那这样你会更加努力的工作，因为地上的工作会变得更艰难。Adam
and Eve had two sons.
亚当夏娃有两个儿子。And
Abel said, I'm going to give God what he wants. What he wants is the sacrifice of an animal. And so he brought him a lamb.
所以亚伯说呢，我想给神神要的，他所有要的就是一个羊的献祭，羔羊的献祭，我就会献给神这羔羊。Abel
said, Cain said, I don't really want to go God's way. I'll go my own way. I can do my own thing. Matter of fact, I have got some nice vegetables here. Worked hard to get this cabbage. Worked hard to get these plums. And so I'm going to bring them to the Lord.
亚当说呢，不是那个，该隐说，我不会按照神的话去做，我种了好多好的蔬菜水果，我会给神一些好的包菜，给神一些那种梅子，所以呢，我会把这所有的好的都给神。God
said, well, Cain, that's very interesting, but you know what I told you to do. I told you to bring an animal as a sacrifice. You said no, but I was working hard and I'm going to give you what I got by working hard. And God said, here's your punishment, Cain.
神说呢，该隐这不是这样的，我告诉你要献一个动物来作为献祭，你说不，你就说我要把我自己地上种的好的东西都给你，所以神说呢，这就是你的惩罚。What
was his punishment? God said, the land's not going to bring forth for you like it used to. From now on, Cain, you're going to have to work harder, 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 harder.
神说呢，那个惩罚是什么呢？地上不会再长出好的东西来。该隐，你现在必须更加努力的去工作。Our
God is a very logical God. Our God is a very reasonable God. But God says, you must follow, you must do what is right. Thessalonians, you're wonderful people. Keep on doing what you're doing. But if you think that the Christian life is lazy, You got another think coming. You can't live like that.
其实神是很有逻辑的，神是也是很讲道理。而基督参加人，如果你懒惰，你不按照我的告诉你们做的方式去做，你们会有另外的一个惩罚来。
Who has the most important job in the world?
谁这个世界上谁有最重要的工作
？Raise your hand.
举起你的手。
Okay, I only see the few hands are coming up. There they are. They're beginning to come up. That's right. We've got the most important job in the world.
来看见大家手慢慢举起来，我们都有世界上最重要的工作。
Now, if I were to go to Justin Trudeau, and he were to say to me now, Harold, I'm going to give you the most important job in Canada, what would he expect me to do?
现在如果我现在到那个加拿大的总理特鲁多那里去，他都说 Harold， 今天我给你一个在整个加拿大最重要的工作去做，你认为特鲁多他的期望是什么？
Well, he'd expect me to do it, wouldn't he?
他期望我马上就去做，是不是？
And what if I said to him, Thank you, Justin. I want to thank you for all the money you're going to give me, but I'm not sure that I'll do the job.
你说我会说谢谢你，谢谢你 Justin， 我会拿你给我所有的钱，但是我不去做工。
What's he going to do? He'll probably fire me and cause the check to bounce.
所以呢，他会怎么做？他可能炒我的鱿鱼。
Now we got a very gracious, loving, reasonable God, but don't play games with God, Paul says to the Thessalonians. Sure, the Lord's going to come and take you to heaven.Sure, you get to go away in the rapture, but you've got responsibilities as you go. Don't you fail to meet those responsibilities. Don't be disobedient. Don't be lazy.
所以我们是有一个很有恩典的神，不要跟神玩游戏。当然呢，我们会被提到天上去，我们会得到一切的赐福。但是呢，现在呢，你要去工作，不要懒惰。
And then, of course, against the backdrop of this very hard message comes verse 15.
那实际上呢，这就是有一个非常难的经文，非常难做的，在第十五节。
Says, do not regard him as an enemy. Warn him as a brother. Keep loving him. Keep encouraging him. Keep trying to help him. Warn him, though, as a brother.That God demands responsibility. We've been given much privilege, but it's not privilege, in spite of responsibility. It is privilege because of responsibility.
就像第十五节说，但不要以他们仇人，要劝他如弟兄。所以说，你要一直去爱他，一直帮助他，一直去劝他，一直劝阻他，你要仍然待他如弟兄，因为你的职责，你的特权就是说你去爱他。
Now, these people who are disobedient and lazy, what kind of people are they? Are they Christians?
这些人不顺服，他们也懒惰，他们是什么样的人呢？他们是基督徒吗？
There are a lot of people in the world who are not Christians, who are lazy and disobedient. But what kind of Christians is Paul, what kind of people is Paul talking about here?
在这个世界上有很多的人，他不顺服，他懒惰。那么使徒保罗在这里谈到的这一类的人是什么样的人呢？
He's talking about Christians. He says, you warn these people as brothers. You love them as brothers. If they are Christians, you love them. If they're lazy Christians, you help them work. If they're disobedient Christians, you show them the error of their ways and encourage them to come in the right direction. Treat them as a brother. Love them as a brother. But if they're wrong,You got to deal with it.
这里的人呢，他说呢，这些人是基督徒。如果他们是基督徒的，他懒惰呢，你帮助他去工作；如果他不顺服呢，你指出来他应该顺服的那条路。所以呢，这里讲到的呢，就是他们，就是他，你要爱他，就是你的弟兄一样。
All right. So, questions and comments. This has been a relatively blunt message today. It came from the Lord to the Thessalonians as a blunt message. Questions, comments, what can we do to help?
实际上呢，今天到这里来说，大家有什么任何的问题？这个信息呢，从神来的，神来的呢，说是这个信息呢，是有点难理解的。你们大家啊，有什么问题，我们可以怎么帮到你？
Okay.
So Linda's question is in verse 14. The verse 14 said, don't associate with him. So if we don't associate with him, how can we warm him?
And the answer, I think, Linda, is very difficult. I'm not sure precisely how. You've got to, before you live this, you're asking the Lord for much wisdom and much grace and much kindness. And you say, Lord, would you please show me how to do this? Probably what you do is you say now, as I did with this friend I spoke to you, he would phone me and I would say, now listen, you must not talk like that. And I would explain everything to him. And then he'd phone again and say the same thing. And so I would explain it to him again. And we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth for a long time before I said to him, now you do that again, I'm going to hang up.
实际上他讲这个呢，跟您来讲，这个实际上难的，而难做的。但你要是这么去做的时候呢，你一定要求神的恩典，求从神来的智慧。像这样的事情呢，你要非需要非常多的智慧，你才能做到。就像他跟那个人说的一样的，那个人打电话来说别人坏话，他就说你不能这么讲。他又打电话，他们这样来来回来来回来回很多次了。It's
not a
最后呢，他就说你再这么说呢，我就不跟你交往了，所以他就不交往了。It's
not a simple cookie cutter answer. Do you know what a cookie cutter answer is?
它是不是像一个切那个饼干那样的一个那么简单的切下去的那个答案。Okay,
I wouldn't mind making cookies if all I had to do was take a cookie cutter and go boom, 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 and every cookie comes out perfect.
他如果我们用那个就是那个模型像那样一扎就一个饼干模型出来，扎就一个样子出来。他如果没有这样那个东西，他就不会去做饼干。这样他扎了，就这样噔噔几下就出来的饼干都是很完美的形状。I
think it's something like raising children.
就是跟养孩子是一样。And
you need much wisdom. You've had children. You understand. You need much wisdom to raise children. And when you look back at it, you say, I'm not sure that I always did it right.
你就像你们都有孩子，你就养孩子说，我需要极大极多极多的智慧。但你回看你教育孩子的过程，你说我不确定我所有的事情我都做对了。But
you pray much and you say, Lord, would you help me now? I'm going to try to raise my children.
你跟神祷告，你就说说主啊，求您的帮助我，我现在要养孩子。And
I tell you some of the stories about my mother and father, and I tell them to you because when they were younger, they prayed much that the Lord would give them wisdom as to how to treat me and my sister.
因为我就给大家讲过很多关于我父母的故事。我父母他们当他们年轻的时候，他们就一直祷告，祷告说让神来帮助他们来养大孩子和他姐姐。And
you ask the Lord for wisdom, and He will help and guide and give it to you.
你求神给你帮助，神就会指导你，给你帮助。
You live love, you live grace, you live kindness, but periodically you've got to say this is what the Lord says, and you are wrong here.
所以你活出那个神的爱，你活出神的恩典，你活出神的那个良善，然后你就跟说呢，这就是我要带着爱给你说的话。
All right, so don't take these verses and turn yourself into a sergeant in the police force. That's not your job. You're not a sergeant in the police force.
所以呢，不要把这些经文用在好像你是个警长那样的，警长那样去跟别人讲话，你不是一个警长。
But cause these verses to make you a compassionate and loving sister or brother.
利用这些问题呢，让你成为一个很友善的一个有爱的姐妹弟兄。
All right, so Linda, that again wasn't a very complete answer, but at least it's a partial answer.
这个不是一个完整的答案，但至少是一个部分的答案。
Our time is gone, and we've only got 3 verses in 2 Thessalonians to do. So we'll probably go on from 2 Thessalonians to 1 Timothy. The Spirit of God leads us on, so by the grace of God, we're going to follow on.
因为我们还有提升的家书还有最后三节经文，我们下次呢可能就是要学那个提摩太前书，跟着一起就是让神的圣灵来引导我们。
All right. Well, the Lord bless us all. Roy, would you just ask the Lord to bless us this afternoon as we head along, remembering the children's meeting at 3:30 and then our prayer meeting at 7:30, either on Zoom or at the chapel.
Yeah, I'll pray in Chinese.
Yeah.
So, 他说今天呢，大家让我做一个结束的祷告，然后呢，记住大家3:30，来参加那个罗马的那个儿童圣经学习，还有晚上的查经会。那我们来祷告。亲爱的天父，感谢您，让我们有今天这样的时间在一起学习。我们也感谢还有的弟兄的教导，我们感谢神在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》《后书》里面告诉我们的这一切，让我们要去爱每一个弟兄。如果他是我们的弟兄，他如果出现的问题，我们就去帮助他，去爱他，去帮助他们工作，去帮助他们，去顺服。就是对那些就像哈尔的弟兄在这个故事里讲到的。如果一再的劝他持续的不听的话，最后我们还是要远离他，但是我们仍然要爱他们。我们现在天父下个星期把我们带回来，在这里一起学习，我们将自己一切都交到您的手里。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Very good. Well,the Lord bless us all again tonight, this afternoon. So good to see you all. And, we're encouraging one another in the Lord.
Yeah, 就是非常感谢大家。感谢大家，我们要在主里互相的鼓励，互相的爱。
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you. Thank you, 谢谢老板。
Thank you all, yes, thank you all.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you. See you later.
刚才那个问题我就觉得我可以说一点我的想法吗？
May
I?
So, Chelsea wants to comment some of the question.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
我就是觉得我如果我们就是说对那些人都不理的话，远离的话，那就是他怎么样才有机会， 感觉到我们这个主的这些爱啊什么的，更没有机会得到这些了。
So she think if we don't have social aid with that people, and how do those people feel the love of the Lord?
Yes, the Bible doesn't say we are not to associate with people. It says there are some kinds of people we are not to associate with. They are the kinds of people who, when rebuked and encouraged, say no. Then that's the way you wouldn't associate with them. You can associate with people in your family. You associate with people in the office. You associate with people at work. You associate with people in the assembly. But if there's somebody in the assembly who says, I'm a Christian, and no, 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 I won't, then you say, all right, I can't associate with you.
然后呢，就是不是说主爱世界上所有的人吗？那要是说一开始你就是觉得这个人不那个，那你怎么就确定你这个人一定是那个这么差劲的人呢？
这个问题我没听懂。
就是因为我们知道，就是 God love everyone, right?
Yes, he does love everyone. Yeah. Yep.
就是，但是那个人，你怎么知道他就是那种不可救药的 hopeless 的那种？一开始 at the beginning, how could charge?
他其实刚才他已经回答你问题，他说不是说。我们不要和其他的所有的人交往，你要和家人交往，你要和办公室人交往，然后你工作也
交往。我知道了，对啊。但是
他这些这里讲到那些人呢，就是说只是那些他自己说他是基督徒，然后你一直劝解他，你一直劝解他，你一直说他，一直阻止他，他一直不听，就是经过很多次以后这样的人，对，就是你不是说一开始我就不理你，就是等他你一直说一直说一直说，他固执己见，他不听劝的那样的人，经过了很长时间以后，你才不要跟他讲，因为这些他长期不受劝，他已经确定了，他就是听你说。But I just said your answer her first question answered her last question.
Good.
Okay.
I'll tell you one more story.
Uh-huh.
I tell you a lot of stories about my life when I was a boy. One day I was a bad boy.
Really?
Probably a lot of other days too. I was a bad boy. And I was playing with my friends. And I said something I shouldn't have said. I didn't realize it. My father was walking home. He was on the street behind me. And he heard what I said. And he said to me, Harold, you come home with me now. I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So I went home. And he said, now, you really shouldn't have said that, should you? I said, no, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, all right, you come out in the yard and you can work with me in the yard. And so I went with him to the backyard and he was digging out some weeds and so on. So I had to work with him digging out the weeds. My friends continued to play on the street. And I said, you know, it'd be more fun to be playing on the street with my friends than to be digging weeds with my father in the backyard. Now, my father loved me. But he said, you're not allowed to associate with those other people. Not because of the fact that they were wrong. You got to make sure you were wrong here. So discipline comes into the Christian life in every aspect as it does into all our lives. But we must remember that discipline also comes into the life of the Christian.
Makes sense. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lord bless you all.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to run.
Yeah.
I'll be at the chapel this evening. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you. This evening. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.